We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network, from Learfield IMG College, live from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, this is Tiger Talk, presented by Say Insurance. At Say Insurance, they give drivers the know-how they need to choose the car insurance coverage that's right for them. Also brought to you by Bud Light. This basketball season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly.
Steal by Penson, a run out to the rack. He flushed it. Mizzou by 7, matching their biggest lead of the game.
Now, here's the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly.
The cheerleader on Columbia's east side, I guess you call it, is welcome to Tiger Talk. Konzo Martin is alongside. Cheerleader Pub and Grill, conveniently located at 63 in Stadium Boulevard. Tiger Talk presented by Say Insurance. At Say Insurance, they believe car insurance should be simple so drivers know what they are paying for and why. Shelter Insurance recently ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the central region. Three of the last 4 years by J.D. Power. Shelter Insurance, we're your shield, we're your shelter. Coming up at the bottom of the hour in our players segment, we'll visit with Missouri sophomore guard Xavier Penson. The Chicago native will be with us. Tigers coming off of a big win on the road Saturday night. Missouri closes the game with a 15-2 run to come back to beat Temple in Philadelphia. Final score was 64-54. A couple of notes for you. A reminder that coming up tomorrow at 10:45 inside the Show Me Club at the South End Zone, Eliah Drinkwitz will be officially introduced as the new football coach at the University of Missouri. The event is open to the public. You're encouraged to park in Lot C. On the west side of the stadium, there will be ushers to guide the public to where the event is going to take place. By the way, you'll be able to hear that news conference right here on the Tiger Radio Network beginning at 10:45 tomorrow. Missouri's basketball team back in action coming up Sunday at 3, taking on the Salukis of SIU. It's Teddy Bear Toss Game, so all toys will be donated to the Rainbow House. And by the way, bragging rights tickets also on sale. Go to MUTigers.com to order yours. Mizzou Athletics would like to thank its premier partners, MU Healthcare and Shelter Insurance. Big road win in Philadelphia. Konzo Martin alongside Xavier Penson at the bottom of the hour. Let's say good evening to the coach. How are you?
Doing fine, Mike. How's it going?
Well, going well. And as I said to you earlier, I've been doing this for a long time. And as I look back over the last 30 years, considering the circumstances and what your team had gone through, riding a three-game losing streak, and the way that you lose to Charleston Southern at home, that was as impressive of a bounce-back victory as I've witnessed in the last 30 years at the University of Missouri. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, just a matter of, I think, more than anything, just digging deep. We put ourselves in those situations where we lose the games. It always starts with me, and I truly say that. I don't say that just to say it. I feel that you have to find ways to give you team the best chance to win games. And I'm not big on changing lineups all the time, because I never want to make it seem like the guy that you took out of the lineup was the reason, because we're all a part of it. But just felt like the slow starts, we didn't set a good tone, a physical tone, a level of toughness to us. And then you're Butler, Oklahoma, then you come home, it's just like the whole team was a step slow, and like they were treading water. We were trying as a staff, come on, get guys going, and just could never really get going. I didn't play well. So the pain in which you lose that game can only make you grow. And I've never been a guy to go into a locker room after loss and beating up guys, throwing stuff in, you know, chairs. And I've never done it. You try to evaluate the situation. And that was the first time ever, you know, I went into the locker room. I just said, you know, guys, stack it up. I normally say something, win or lose. That was the first time, just because oftentimes you have to sit back and think and evaluate every situation. And then just there was nothing need to be said. If you have anything to you as a player, not to take anything away from Charleston, because they practice and prepare like everybody else. But if you have anything to you as a player that had to pain you, one, in protecting your home court first and foremost, because you have to respect all your opponents. And then just, you know, going in the Temple game, and I've said it to our guys, I've said it all season long, I feel like we're as good as anybody. We can beat anybody. But it's not for me to believe. I can say it all day long. You have to truly believe that you have that in you. And going into the Temple game, I think our guys felt that. And it's like, what makes us good? You have to stick to the script from start to finish. I think that's what our guys did.
I want to come back to that in just a moment. But one of the neat moments for me in watching what took place after you had won the game and seeing just the relief and the excitement on the guys' faces, but then also seeing the way that your coaching staff responded too. And to be able to sit on the plane leaving Philadelphia that night and look a couple of rows in front and see you and your entire coaching staff with smiles on your faces, talking about the game, going over things, and genuinely enjoying what you had just accomplished as a group. I thought that was pretty special to witness for me.
It was a great feeling, and thank you. You know, this is high level, a lot of stress, worry, doubt, all those things that take place. And it's funny, Dan Leibowitz, who's part of the SEC, sent an article to all the coaches about taking care of your body. Doc Rivers has something, I guess, in the paper today about the stress levels just really takes a toll on you. So you have to manage that thing. You have to give it balance. You have to find a way so it doesn't consume you, where it eats you up, and all of a sudden you lose all focus. And what's the big picture? Family, those values, because you're consumed with just trying to get the next win. And we always talk as a staff the big picture, but it was a great feeling for our guys because, you know, as a staff, you like Cornell Mann, who did the scouting of the game, he's in the office at 4 o'clock in the morning just, you know, watching multiple game film, just trying to prepare to win one game. We came out with a win, and it was a great feeling. I'm always happy for our players and our staff because, for me, it never stops. It's the next game, and you try to get downtime. You try to get it out of your mind. And it's a hard thing to do.
Well, yeah, winning is hard. No question about it. You mentioned the grind. It took Chris Peterson out of the game. The head football coach at Washington has retired, stepped away because of it. Urban Meyer, the same thing. There are cases Bob Stoops would say was the grind that ended his career. One of the things as a coaching staff, though, that you were able to do during the course of the three-game losing streak is keep that locker room together and keep them believing in what you were doing on the practice court before the game. How difficult was that?
For me, it's not, because in line in with what we talk about in coaching, all the things it takes to be a successful program, part of in teaching that is also teaching life skills. Mm-hmm. There will be bad things that take place, unfortunate things that will take place in your life. So how would you deal with that? Would you quit and would you give up? Will you continue fighting? And that's what life is about. This is a game. And in the big scheme of things, if you're blessed to be 85 years old, I mean, you won't be sitting there, you're 85 years old, man, I wish we'd won that game. Uh-huh. There's so many other things you're dealing with because you're on the other end of life and you have grandkids, you have so much stuff you're trying to see and do. Why am I consumed with that situation? But I've always been a guy to say, man, let's figure out how we got to that point. Let's get back here. Let's get back on the track. And this is how we need to do it, A, B, and C. And what you need is guys to truly understand. But I think if you go into a locker room and you beat them up, and I'm not talking about with my hands, but if you beat them up and you beat them down, oftentimes what I've found, I think I've found this in the last 5 or so years, I think they'll give up on you. Not so much, I don't want to play for you, coach, but just it's not as important. When I was playing, it was all that mattered. whatever coach said, I hung on his every word. I was trying to win every game, and that's all that mattered because coach said it. There was no 20-year plan down the road. It's what coach said today, and that's all that mattered. And I think we have to get back to some of that. When you're playing in a sport, I'm talking just the sport, I have to consume everything I have into the sport, every possession, to try to win this game. Then I'll deal with tomorrow when it presents itself.
It's Tigers head coach Konzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Xavier Pinson will join us during our players segment from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, our new location for Tiger Talk, conveniently located at 63 and Stadium Boulevard. Tiger Talk presented by Say Insurance. We're back after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, our players segment from Cheerleader Pub and Grill. We'll visit with Xavier Pinson. Join us next Monday night at 7. Tiger Talk presented by Say Insurance. Coach Martin here every Monday night. Our new location, Cheerleader Pub and Grill, conveniently located at the intersection of Stadium Boulevard and Highway 63. Missouri in action coming up on Sunday afternoon at 3 against the Salukis of SIU. They're 4-6 on the season. We'll talk about that game a little bit later on in the program. But back to what transpired on Saturday night in the city of brotherly love. Missouri trailed by the score 52-49. Tigers closed the game with a 15-2 run. They win it 64-54 over what was then once beaten Temple, handing the Owls the second loss of the season. Javon Pickett with 16 points off the bench. Mitchell Smith and Drew Smith hit big shots in the first half. Let's talk, though, about the comeback. When you got it going the right way, really defensively were the things that were helping you. There were a couple of times where guys would poke the ball away from a Temple player. You got a couple of other steals that really got things going in your direction down the stretch.
I thought we did a great job forcing 19 turnovers in that game. And we talked about having more possessions, and to be able to get more possessions on the road against a true road team, physical team, was great. Getting our hands on balls, but I thought our gap defense was pretty good. So our guys in the gaps. So now our defensive packages, we were tight. We built that wall, so you forced those guys to make the next play. Then we did a good job of contesting their three-point shots. I think they were 2-for-21 from three. But just really active, really aggressive. And I think what helps, too, with Jeremiah's length, Mitchell's length, and I thought Reed had a tremendous game defensively, just active, aggressive in the ball screens. And we made it a physical brand, and we felt like we talk about we're going to lose the game. Let's lose how we know we're going to lose. When we're physical, when we're tough, we'll rebound, we'll play hard, we'll do all those things. But we can't be passive, you know, trying to win basketball games. It's a hard thing to do.
You match their toughness physically, but you also were tougher than they were mentally as well.
Well, you had to be. And you know, one of the things that we talked about in the scouting report, and I think Aaron McKee does a great job, and he'll continue to do a great job, was don't fall for the antics, and you can't go back and forth with the talking. And we saw it earlier. Those guys are talking. Javon and Quinn Rose kind of got into a little bit. Mitch and Quinn Rose fell to the floor. Quinn pushed him, so we got a technical foul. So, and Jeremiah did a great job keeping his composure. You know? So, again, it was one of those games we had to understand what we were trying to do and stay locked in, and I thought our guys did it and carried out the necessary assignments to win the game.
You said afterwards Javon Pickett played his best game in a Missouri uniform. Why? How? Describe what you saw that makes you make that statement.
Because he did a great job defensively. Quinn Rose got the best of him last year. You know, just scored the ball, drove the ball, made plays on him. And I think this game, Javon obviously scored the ball great, but I thought he did a great job embracing that assignment defensively, because Quinn Rose has 6'80 shift. He can post up, he can shoot the pull up, he scores it in transition. He brings it up as the point guard. He's a guy that's all over the place. And Javon, in my opinion, has struggled defensively. Not that he struggled with effort, but just the defensive understand the angles on guys coming off screens, guys off the dribble. That's a hard thing to do, and I thought he really embraced that challenge, and he won that battle.
Young man, we're going to talk to you coming up in a few minutes. Xavier Pinson also made a couple of big shots down the stretch, didn't he?
Well, that's his game. You know, you open the floor up, you allow him to go one-on-one, he's going to make plays, and he did that. I mean, he was shifty with the ball, got guys off balance, and I thought he could have scored a lot more at the rim, but those last two plays were big. That shot fake and turnaround was impressive.
That was a play. You know, got him going and then came back and spun it, lost the guy by about 5 feet, it looked like. What's your thought overall just about, you know, your job on the glass? You talked about the turnovers, turned them over 19 times. What did you think about how you did on the glass that night?
Well, I'm always upset if we lose a rebound battle.
Yeah.
But we won the battle because, again, that means, in my mind, the other team was tougher. They were a step quicker to the ball. And all those things, and it just you can't allow those things to happen because I think those are effort plays. I mean, to block somebody out is desire that I know this will get tough. It'll be physical, but I want to embrace that. So if you lose that battle, that means you didn't play a tough brand of basketball, and I don't think we can be very successful as a team and as a program if we don't play a physical, tough brand of basketball.
In the first segment, we talked about playing from behind. Oklahoma and Butler behind by 18 in the first half in both those games. Mm-hmm. Trailed by 9 against Charleston Southern in the first half of that game. Had a 9-point lead in the first game on the road in Philadelphia. Found yourself down by 6 in the second half and then came back to win. Again, being able to get off to that good start and not have to battle back the entire game to get the lead meant a lot, didn't it?
I think it helps. I mean, again, especially you talking about on the road against a talented team, but again, we obviously watch film as a staff and 4 games where we got off to poor starts and just try to figure out somewhat of the common denominators to help us moving forward. But I think, you know, one, in a nutshell, taking care of the basketball, being able to get the ball inside, but not pressing to get the ball inside the Jeremiah, because what happens, you lose a level of confidence when you're forcing the ball inside the Jeremiah. Allow it to flow and be a part of your offense, but then, you know, you have to be able to make open shots. I thought we made open threes early, and it helped us. So it loosened up their defense and allowed other things to take place.
It's Konzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. More with the coach from Cheerleader coming up after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, tutors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, 2 stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the boot heel. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we've got Missouri covered.
Every day you wake up, the goal is to get home safely. I think everybody thinks that. Buckle up, phone down. To me, it means simply when you get in the car, buckle up before you do anything. The next part, put your cell phone down. So I think it's very important that we value lives and the importance of getting home safely. If you value lives, then you understand the importance of taking a pledge. One, to put my seatbelt on. Then the other part, to put my cell phone down. Go to MoDOT.org/buckle-up, phone-down, and take the pledge now. I've taken a pledge to save lives. Now it's your turn.
There's more here than just a degree. The University of Missouri is a place where hands-on learning helps students become standout employees, where graduates quickly earn jobs around the world thanks to a network of alumni that's more than 300,000 strong. Mizzou is where opportunities are found in 300 degree programs and where 500 student organizations make it easy to belong. Discover what Mizzou can do for your student. Visit admissions.missouri.edu today.
To all of our first responders, active military, veterans, and retirees, there's only one thing Ford can say for your commitment and bravery. Thank you. So please enjoy this special offer. It's just another way to show our gratitude for all that you've done. Qualifying military personnel can now get additional bonus appreciation cash on top of most current offers. Visit buyfordnow.com today.
If you started college but never finished, or have always wanted to get your degree, let Mizzou Online help you earn your stripes. Choose from 125 online programs, and now more bachelor's options than ever. Take career-advancing online classes in a format that works with your schedule. It looks like everything is coming up you, and you deserve an online degree that's designed to propel you forward. Start earning your online stripes at online.missouri.edu.
The next time you call your internet or phone company, say these 3 letters, M-I-Z. If they don't respond with Z-O-U, then you can be sure they're not local. At Socket, 100% of our employees live here in Missouri. So you're not just our customers, you're our friends and neighbors. We bet the other guys can't say that. Socket, calls answered locally, techie stuff explained simply. local phone, internet, and data. Suckit.net.
Central Bank is your hometown bank. It's the only place for Tiger checking. Open it today at www.centralbank.net. Coming up tomorrow, 10:45 at the Show Me Club in the South End Zone. Eli Drinkwitz will be introduced as Missouri's next football game. You'll be able to hear that news conference right here on the Tiger Network. Again, 10:45. Fans are encouraged to attend. Again, you park on the west side of the stadium in C-Lot. There'll be people to help you get to the right location. One of the things lost in the shuffle in the win against Temple on the road is the job that you did defensively against the Owls from three. They go 2 of 21 from three, most of those contested shots.
Well, we spent a lot of time defending the three. And I thought our guys did a great job embracing that challenge. They were shooting a pretty good percentage going into the game. Just really contest. And it's not easy. You got to contain the dribble. Then you got to contest those shots. But then they have guys that can drive the ball. Now you have to be able to contain the dribble. So, again, I thought it was one of our better defensive efforts. I think the last, maybe 11 minutes held them to 9 points in the game, somewhere around this. Our guys did a great job embracing that challenge.
How much has moving the line back, you think, impacted three-point percentages so far this season in college basketball?
I think it has a major impact. And I think you look at some of our guys that are really good three-point shooters and you look at their percentages, they are great in comparison to how these guys shoot the basketball. So I think it's a big deal. But, you know, the thing we talk to our guys about, continue to shoot the shots. Like, for example, Mitch was 1 for 7 in that game. And I thought he played a really good game, 1 for 7 with good shots. But then when you watch film with Mitch, he's probably, you know, 2 or 3 feet behind the three-point, the new three-point line. So get right on top of that line and shoot the ball to give yourself the best chance to make that shot. So I think that's the biggest key. Even though our guys are open, they still shoot the ball further back in some cases than they should have to.
Instead of shooting from 22, he's shooting from 25.
Yes.
What's a good shot? What's a great shot? As you watch it unfold, explain for folks what, in your opinion, is a good shot and what's a great shot.
Well, the last thing you want guys to do is to be a robot. Yeah. This is a basketball game. It should be fun. I'll give you an example. When I was a freshman in college, a good shot was if you get offensive rebound and nobody's around, you shoot it. If you're wide open, I couldn't shoot three, so you're wide open, you shoot that 15, 17-footer. If it went in, good shot. If you miss it, bad shot.
Bad shot.
So, but as you grow and you start to understand what coach wants, I was probably fifth option on the floor. So time when to shoot that basketball. So now you fast forward. Your guys know what they do. Like X Pinson, he knows a guy that can go off the dribble. He's a guy, X not shooting a great three-point percentage now, but he's, in my opinion, he's a 40% three-point shooter. Now it's just a matter of seeing one or two of them go, then he's back on his stride. But what he can do, he can attack the rim, he can make plays. When he's open, shoot that three ball because he can make that shot. Mark Smith, shoot the ball, drive the ball. You have to play your game. So to say what's a good shot, it depends on the person. The thing is taking the best shot. So if I'm open, I shoot three, that shot should go up every time. Like, for example, the last game we played, X penetrated, hit Kobe Brown for a three-point shot in the corner. He missed it. X came right back the same way, hit Kobe Brown again. Kobe Brown drove it and turned it over.
Right.
Shoot the next shot. The next one was open, too. Because you're wide open, that shot has to go. You can't hesitate as an offensive player. You have to be a threat at all times.
So you're not one that believes that it absolutely every possession either has to be a paint touch or ball reversal to be a better shot.
Oh, we'll come out of a time I'll say, okay, the ball needs to go inside to Jeremiah. But not if Mark Smith is wide open, right, that shot has to go. Right. He can't sit there and press and turn the ball over, getting the ball to Jeremiah. There's a game plan in which we operate, but again, you still have to be aggressive. Like now, for example, if a guy doesn't shoot three-pointers, then he shouldn't shoot a three-point shot if Jeremiah's open. You drive the ball, get in the lane, and make something else happen.
That's Kenzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. Player segment up next with Xavier Pinson on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light, we've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer, Natural Light, Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Credit or debit?
Debit.
Okay, go ahead and insert your card. Hold on. Is that a Tiger checking card from Central Bank?
It is. I just got it.
So you haven't used it yet?
No. Why? Is there a problem?
Not if you're a Tiger fan.
Oh, I'm a huge fan.
Go ahead, then.
Here it goes.
Oh! Happens every time!
Show your true colors with Tiger Checking from Central Bank. Sign up today at tigerchecking.com. Member FDIC.
One Missouri Lottery ticket isn't going to change a student's life. One ticket can only do so much good. But when Missourians come together and play, that good adds up to something greater. That good helps send our children to college and supports their dreams. That good does change the world. Thank you for supporting Missouri public education. Thank you for playing it forward with the Missouri Lottery.
Black and gold season never ends at the Tiger Team Store. Gear up for game day with the largest official selection of black and gold gear and gifts. From the latest Mizzou SEC gear to everything you need for your tailgate, the Tiger Team Store is your store for all things Mizzou. The Tiger Team Store is your official store of Mizzou athletics. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. with extended hours on game day. Located at Faroe Field or at TigerTeamStore.com. It's black and gold season at the Tiger Team Store.
Aqua Adam here from Echo Water Systems. You want perfection? Echo Water is water perfection. From the best tasting water to lower energy bills and better performing appliances, you'd be surprised at how an Echo Water System can improve your life. Whether it be at your home or business, drink delicious tasting Echo Water. From chlorine-free refiners to reverse osmosis drinking water systems, experience the Echo Water difference. Visit us online at echowater.com.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo! Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
Tiger Talk on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield IMG College. From Cheerleader Pub and Grill presented by Say Insurance. Time now for our players segment. With us, sophomore guard from Chicago, Illinois, played at Simeon High School. Please welcome Xavier Pinson, ladies and gentlemen. It's great to see you.
Thank you. Thank you.
The win on the road in Philadelphia taught you what about your basketball team?
Honestly, it taught me a lot. We could have went in there and, like, backed down the competition down the stretch, but we all just stayed together and fought together and got the win.
When did you get the sense that that was a game you were going to win as a team?
Before it started, to be honest. We went in there with the mindset that we wanted to win, and we was all locked in from the jump. And we all just, like I said, came together and did whatever we had to do possible to win.
We talked with Coach about the early deficits, and you didn't face an early deficit in this game. You did fall behind by 6 in the second half, really crucial point, and then you guys able to come back from that 45-39 deficit. Down the stretch, you outscored them 15-2 to close the game. What was the difference in the final 3 minutes?
I feel like when Temple went on the little run, we just got comfortable a little bit, but we all just regrouped and came together in a huddle and figured that we needed to come out with a little more energy and a little more fight, and that's what we did.
You and I talked after the game, and you had started the previous game, the game against Charleston Southern. You didn't start against Temple. But as we talked about afterwards, it's not about who starts the game. It's about who finishes it sometimes too, right?
Yeah. Like I said before, I mean, whatever lineup is perfect for Coach, that's what's perfect for him. I'm just ready for whatever he has in store for me.
Now in the middle of your second season, early in your second season, I should say, just tell me how Xavier Pinson has found life so far at the University of Missouri and in Columbia, Missouri.
I didn't found a few restaurants that I like to go to day to day, but for the most part, I'm just in practice or over at the Massey doing work or at home. I really don't have much of a life, to be honest. It's just all basketball, kind of.
Yeah, all basketball. You've got the classroom mixed in. And that's probably one of the things that from an adjustment standpoint you had to learn after arriving from Chicago is just time management.
Yeah, time management is everything. You got to either be there early or, well, according to our coaches, if you're there on time, it's still late. So you still have to get places 10 minutes early, 5 minutes early as you can. But time management is everything.
What are some of the things that you and Coach Nicodemus worked on this summer? You've changed your body from that little rail thin guy that arrived here a year ago. Tell us how you did that and just some of the things that you tried to focus on during this offseason.
Just eating right and making sure the work that I'm putting in the weight room, it matters. Like the hour we get, whatever time we get, just making sure it pays off.
From an academic standpoint, have you selected a major yet?
No, I'm still undecided.
What are some of the things you're kind of considering?
Right now, I'm kind of lost with it, but I did look into sports broadcasting and sports management, but right now I'm still searching.
You got a lot of time. You're still young. Probably a few changes that you'll make along the way after you get the degree. What about topics? What are some of the things that interest you from an academic standpoint? Do you like history? Do you like math? Do you like English? Give us some feedback in terms of some of those topics you like.
Well, I don't want to say what I don't like because I don't know if any of my teachers in here, but
it's a wise move. Yeah.
I like, my favorite subject is math, but I don't think I'm going to major in anything that has something to do with that because of the difficulties. And like, I wanted to do something with finance, but the major has like my practice schedule and the work that I would have to do to be a finance major is too rough. So I just stay patient and weighing my options right now.
Take us through a practice day for you. What time does Xavier Pinson normally have to get up on during the course of the week? And then walk us through what a typical day for you looks like.
So I get up in the morning around 7 on the average, and I have class like 9, 10, and 12. 9, 10, and 12, yeah. So I have class up until that period. But if we have practice at like on Tuesdays and Thursdays at like 8 in the morning, then I get up a little earlier to make sure that I have time to do what I have to do before practice so I'm ready for practice. And for the most part, it's just practice and class. And after that, it's just either getting shots up or most likely doing homework.
I think of this group of guards that you play with, Torrance Watson, Mark Smith, Drew Smith, yourself, and others. I mean, talk about the competition that takes place each and every day in practice. How much does that help you?
Just being around a bunch of people from the same place as me and the same hunger and the same fight and the same heart, I feel like it just makes me better every day. As long with the coaches, I feel like they're from the same place that I'm from. So it just makes me more comfortable. But as far as the people you name, I mean, I'm very close with them and other guys like JT and Rio. But I just, like I said, they're from the same place as me, and we just battle each other all day in practice to try our best to get better and make each other better.
Let's go back to high school and your recruitment. What was it about the University of Missouri that made you decide this is the place you wanted to be?
No knock to any other coaches or organizations, but I just felt like here was, the energy was there. I came when we played Kentucky, so, you know, the atmosphere was crazy. And after and before, when I was at practice and stuff in the locker room, I just felt the vibe with the coaches and the players, and that's when I knew where I wanted to be.
I mentioned the fact that you grew up in Chicago and you played at Simeon High School, which is one of the true national powers in high school basketball. Being able to be an alumnus of that program and having gone through that program, what does it mean to Xavier Pinson to be able to represent that program at this level?
It means a lot. I mean, I went to Simeon just for 1 year. Before that, I went to St.
Patrick's. But you were still a part of the family, right?
Yeah, I'm still a part of the family, but it wasn't easy getting up to that point, but I mean, to be a part of that is, it's a blessing, to be honest, because you can name a few pros that's in the NBA now from the school. So just to be a part of that legacy is amazing.
Was there a player that you wanted to emulate or that was your favorite player growing up?
I just always wanted to be myself, but my favorite player of all time is Allen Iverson. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of try to do what he do and do it better.
How about from just a skill standpoint, in what areas do you have to get better as this season progresses to become the player that you want to be?
The areas I honestly need to get better at is being able to last. You know, I had a few injuries back in the last few games, but for me, it's just staying healthy and being able to last as many minutes that I need to play.
Have you had to change your game at all in terms of pace of play and things like that since you arrived at Missouri?
Not really. I mean, the only thing that changed is the pace, and my coaches are still telling me to pick it up. Mm-hmm. So nothing has really changed. I mean, they give me the freedom to do whatever I need as long as it leads to making the player a good shot.
When you think about this group, what is it about this group that makes it so tight? Because you know, when you're traveling around, you guys, you all enjoy each other's company. You like being around one another. How easy was that to develop, that sense of group collective, you know, kind of a collective group feeling, if you will?
I feel like we're all just similar to each other in different kind of ways. But it all started when, like, in the summertime, coach would have us come to his house or go somewhere as a team and eat and have fun together. So I feel like just those moments that we had all in the summer together, like just spending time with each other, just made us closer.
I asked you at the end of our conversation Saturday night in Philadelphia, were you looking forward to finals week this week? And your answer was?
That was yes, because I had study hall today, but it's a rough week ahead.
Hey, but after you get through this week, you got about a month where it's just basketball. Xavier, thank you. We appreciate it. Great to see you.
Thank you.
Missouri sophomore guard Xavier Pinson. I'm Mike Kelly. Tiger Talk continues after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Off-season for Mizzou fans? Yeah, right. We show our team spirit year-round. Now with Regions Your Pick Studio, you can
M-I-Z-Z-O-U
wherever you go with a personalized check card. And with Regions Next Step tips and tools, you and your Visa check card can go further. Regions is the official bank of the SEC, and we know greatness is in the grind. To learn more, visit yourpicks.regions.com. Regions, member FDIC. Terms, conditions, and fees may apply.
Move better, feel better, simply live better with Wilson's Fitness. 5 locations, over 250 weekly group fitness classes, and training for all ages and abilities. Move better. At Wilson's, every body is perfectly imperfect. Unlock the best version of you. Feel better. Wilson spends time with you to discover the safest and most effective workout. Live better. Escape reality in the saltwater pool, detox in the sauna, or heat things up with hot yoga at Wilson's Fitness.
At MU Healthcare, we're as serious about coughs as we are about cancer, because there's no such thing as a minor health issue. When it comes to your body, every detail is important, which means big, small, or in between. You deserve the best care, delivered by specialists so good, they're teaching the next generation of doctors. That's academic medicine. That's MU Healthcare.
Ready? Okay.
Give me an S.
S.
Give me an O.
O.
Give me an S.
S.
Give me an O.
O.
It's what's that spell?
So-so.
Are we gonna win?
Just okay is not okay, whether it's cheerleaders or your wireless network. AT&T is America's best wireless network. Best network based on GWS 1 score September 2019.
Founded on integrity, dedicated to results, Malley Commercial Realty was founded in 1993 with the goal of leading clients in personal and efficient commercial real estate brokerage. Malley Commercial Realty has helped countless companies find the perfect location to grow their business and find success. Whatever your real estate objective, Malley Commercial Realty can make it happen. We are committed to complete client service, sharing our knowledge and experience, and walking you through the process every step of the way. Call 573-443-3200 or visit MalleyRealty.com and put our experience to work for you.
Looking for a place to catch the Tigers this year? Look no further than Cheerleader Pub & Grill. With over 20 TVs and two 100-inch big screen projectors, Cheerleader Pub & Grill has you covered so you and your friends don't miss a minute. Enjoy game day with 40 beers on tap and choose from tons of options on their full gourmet food menu. Located at the corner of Stadium Boulevard and Highway 63, Cheerleader Pub & Grill is your destination location for all things Mizzou. Cheerleader Pub & Grill, proud to be the new home of Tiger Talk, M-I-Z.
Tiger Talk presented by Say Insurance. At Say Insurance, they believe car insurance should be simple so drivers know what they're paying for. Konzo Martin rejoins us. We'll be with you until just before 8 o'clock. Tigers in action coming up on Sunday at 3 against the Salukis of SIU Carbondale. Xavier Pinson played really well the other night, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He played, did a really good job against physical guards. Offensive, I thought he did a good job getting downhill, especially late in the game, you know, finding guys, putting pressure on the defense and finding the next guy. Even though he probably didn't get an assist here, but he had the pass to lead to an assist or lead to a basket.
So I asked him the question. Let me ask you the question from your eyes. What areas does he have to improve on as the season progresses?
I think continue being a leader because he can score the ball. I think continue leading. And the one thing we always talk about leading, I learned this in college, leading is not always about, you know, being best friends and making friends. When you're in the locker room, it's already a family, so that part is understood. And the leading comes with, the most important thing is winning the basketball game. So get your feelings out of the way, let's win the game. And that is the most important thing is every time you step on the floor. So that means I'm in charge of the accountability, guys doing what they're supposed to do at the level they're supposed to do it at. And we're not compromising in those things because this is what it takes for us to be the best team. And these are the things that we talk about in the locker room. So now this is what we need to do. So, and I think the best teams, in my opinion, are coached well in the locker room. And I think that's where you separate yourself from the competition, if you got great leadership within your locker room. And being a leader, I'm talking, but it's always about being buddies. We can be buddies later. But right now, let's get this win. Let's do what we need to do to be a successful team.
So as you looked in the eyes of your guys during timeouts down the stretch, what did you see from that group? Anything different the other night?
Oh, no, you know, the thing about these, they're not afraid in games. It's not that. It's just what it comes down to. And for me, there's a lot of things that go on, in my opinion, in a young mind. Mm-hmm. And as a player, the one thing I didn't want to do is never let my mom down, whatever that was. Now, I'm not sitting at a timeout thinking, okay, I can't let mom down. You're in the game. So I think for guys nowadays, because of the world and the social media, all the things that take place, all the things that are, that goes through their mind, is more than just right now. So how can you lock in on right now and get everything else out of your mind, which is easier said than done? Let me focus on the task at hand, this possession right now. We have to get a stop. We have to carry out assignment. Like for another example, like X and being a leader. When I say something in the huddle is over with, as soon as they step on the floor, okay, everybody, we got it. We understood what coach was saying because not everybody got it to the level. X is an intelligent player, so that means he has to know the pulse of every guy on the floor he's on the floor with. So now he knows some guys didn't get everything I said at the level. Mm-hmm. So he's supposed to say, okay, you understood what coach was saying. Okay, we got it. So that way it was said in the huddle, it was said on the floor, so we can't miss on this assignment. And I think that is very important.
Would you like to see your team huddle more during times during the game when they're on the court with themselves?
If it's real. I think a lot of teams do that because they, oh, listen, man, if it's real, it's real. I've never been big into phony. You real, huddle up, do what you need to do, get together, understand. Do I think they get along? Yes. Huddle up in situations to talk about it? Yes. But I don't want it to be phony so somebody on TV say, oh, man, I like how they huddle up. But they didn't get nothing accomplished.
Yeah.
And they don't get along. I think our guys get along. But I think that's something that we can talk about, but you have to feel that. Mm-hmm. You have to feel that and say, I enjoy doing this, coach. We enjoy doing that. But I don't want them to ever do something just because perception might say this is how this looks.
How will you use this week? Obviously, practice is a little different because you've got final weeks going on. I mean, how much does it change your practice schedule?
Well, we've been lucky to go, for the most part, from 1 to 3, or maybe there might be a day where we go 3 to 5. So we've been lucky where you don't have to get up in the a.m. because you have to respect the fact that they have finals and some guys are up all night studying. So you have to respect that space and give them everything they need. Like Jeremiah, he didn't make it to practice today because of exams, studying, all that. And that's the most important thing. He has some guys coming late. And I don't worry about that because I've been through finals as a player and it's taxing. So I understand it. So the most important thing, whatever you have to do in that classroom, take care of that. We'll deal with the other stuff later.
One guy we didn't talk about, and he played in the game against Temple, coming off the bench, played 12 minutes. But just a thought on the way Reed played and accounted of himself in that game, coming off the bench for Jeremiah.
Oh, man, I thought he played well. We actually showed a sequence on film today when he did a great job in trapping the ball screen, and they swung the ball. He sprinted back into the play and caused a jump ball, which is really impressive. But again, Reed approaches the thing like a business. Mm-hmm. He's a good leader. He understands what needs to be said. He carries out his assignment to the best of his ability, and he's all about team and family, and you can feel it in his heart, so you don't question it about him. But I'm always happy. Of course, you like to see all your players have success, but it's a special feeling when a guy pours into the way he does, and you want to see the results in him being successful because of what he puts into it.
That's Konzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. We're going to take a break. Final segment of Tiger Talk comes your way after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the central region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Do you and your family suffer from ongoing aches and pains? Reaching for the medicine cabinet each morning? Anti-inflammatories are simply treating your symptoms and not the cause. At Restoration Chiropractic, Dr. Taylor Serrois works with patients to achieve optimal health naturally, without drugs or surgery. Dr. Taylor uses an innovative torque release technique to target problem areas and adjust them at the root of the cause, creating a true experience of health and vitality. Visit Dr. Taylor and his friendly staff at their location on Grindstone or online at chirorestoration.com, where healing starts.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the central region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Credit or debit?
Debit.
Okay, go ahead and insert your card. Hold on. Is that a Tiger checking card from Central Bank?
It is. I just got it.
So you haven't used it yet?
No. Why? Is there a problem?
Not if you're a Tiger fan.
Oh, I'm a huge fan.
Go ahead then.
Here it goes.
Show your true colors with Tiger Checking from Central Bank. Sign up today at tigerchecking.com. Member FDIC.
Law firm of Lathrop Gage would like to recognize the Mizzou Three Stripes Club. The Three Stripes Club honors student athletes who represent the Mizzou values of respect, responsibility, discovery, and excellence by going above and beyond socially, academically, and athletically. The Three Stripes Club Student Athlete of the Week is Sarah Thompson of the Mizzou Swimming and Diving Team. The law firm of Lathrop Gage, proudly serving Missouri business since 1873. 10 times a year ago, Jeremiah Tillman fell out of the game. So far, hasn't done so. He's done a very good job of staying on the court for the most part, hasn't he?
He has, which is a good thing because I think it has helped his mental confidence, being able to play in games and not foul. But I think to give the officials credit, because I know they get criticized a lot, to give them credit, they've done a great job, in my opinion, of talking Jeremiah through games. I mean, even officials outside of our league, and just really giving him an understanding or a warning before I have to make a call. And I think that really helps the situation. I think that's a sign of a good official to try to help him through it, because it's a physical game. I mean, I thought there were four or five times he got pushed really aggressively in a Temple game. They didn't make calls. And they made the last one, but they didn't make a lot of calls because he doesn't complain about it. But that has to be on both ends. But I still think there's a level for him to give more effort defensively. And I think part of it, I play cautious because I don't want to foul. But he still has to be assertive. He has to be aggressive.
Yeah, sometimes though, things can compound one another. He makes a bad outlet pass or tries to save a ball on the baseline, throws it back in. Guy gets it from Temple, and then he ends up fouling him to pick up his second personal foul.
Now, in that one, out of all his fouls, and I think he has, 26 of them on the season, that would have been one good one.
Yeah.
Now, he did a good job going straight up. He just brought his hands. I think if he'd have went straight up, it would have been clean. Now, there's two big physical guys in there, so they probably was going to call something. But those are the kind of foul you foul, get that foul. You earn that foul right there. But some of the other ones, out of 26, I would say 22 of them, I'm scratching my head.
What about from an offensive standpoint? What are you seeing from him right now?
Again, I think it's safe to say it's tough to defend one-on-one in the post. I think for him, because he leaves the Temple game with five turnovers. Now, that's probably the first foul. I would say two of them he earned. Right. Three of them were just, you get the ball, you try to save the ball. So I'm going to give him two out of the five. But just understanding, like in a scout report, they double in the base. They double in the base. When they double him, they come from the base as opposed to some teams coming from the top. Some teams might come from the guy that made the pass. So he receives a lot of double teams, which is not an easy thing to do. He has to make the adjustments. Well, they were coming from the base. He makes a spin move. They steal the ball. Well, Jeremiah, they're coming from the base. Make the adjustment. Understand it. Then he makes the next play. The rest of the game, he's okay. So I just think with him, understand that game plan. We go into the game. That's the coaching staff are watching 10-plus pieces of game film. How many game film is saying this is what they'll do? Now, again, there are certain cases with him. They might send a double in different directions just to kind of throw him off balance. And once he makes adjustments and settle in, he's fine.
You talked about it a little bit. We talked about before the show started just about the way he's evolved offensively, learning now the face-up game too.
Yeah, I mean, he can make that shot. You know, I think for him it's timing situations, because that's a shot like he faced up twice against Temple.
Right.
He made one. That's a shot for him. He made one, drew through the cross. So he's one out of three from perimeter shots. He can make those shots. I think I would say in two shots in Charleston game, they were questionable shots because of time situation in those shots from the perimeter. But those are shots we expect him to take because he shoots them and he can make them.
Konzo Martin is alongside. I'm Mike Kelly. Tigers in action coming up on Sunday as they'll take on the Salukis of SIU. Brian Mullins in his first year as the head coach at Southern Illinois. They've played 10 times already, 4-6 on the season. You get to see a familiar face when you play the Salukis. A guy named Ronnie Suggs comes back to Como.
Ronnie Suggs did some good things for our program. Great character guy. Comes from a great family. Got his degree here, working toward getting his master's there at Southern Illinois. Yes, but I expect Ronnie to play hard, compete, battle, try to give some tidbits here and there. We'll see.
Yeah, he's been in their starting lineup, too. He's done a nice job.
Well, in the process of them recruiting Ronnie amongst other schools, I said to those guys, if you have seven or eight guys better than Ronnie, you have a really good team. Mm-hmm. I said I'd be hard-pressed if he's not starting for you at some point, and he's starting for them.
One of the better players, Aaron Cook, has been out with an injury, but as you look at that team, is there anything that stands out early?
They play hard. They're similar to Brian. When Brian played, he was a defensive-minded guy. He was a point guard. He did a great job facilitating. Was very successful at Southern Illinois. I think he might have been in the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. But he was a really good player for him, good leader. And then they play like that. And again, he'll implement or he'll continue to recruit guys that fit exactly what he wants to do and what he wants to be about. But he played there, so he has the passion for it. And I think they'll be fine.
Yeah, this is a team that it'll be the eighth meeting between the two schools. The last one took place back in 13. Series dates back to 76, the first time it was played. That's one of those regional schools that it's, I don't know, at least from my standpoint, it's neat to see schools like that appear on your schedule.
Well, we like to play them. I just think it has to work out for both parties, and especially it has to work out for us because that's the most important thing, what we feel. So it has to work out.
Rest of the week, give us an idea how you spent things before taking on the, it's kind of nice to have a little bit of time to work in the lab, if you will.
It is. We went 1-3 today. The only thing that changes for us this week is the weight room schedule because of the final exam. And the most important thing, we know our time block as far as on the floor. As far as the weight room, the guys have to get in, Nicodemus, and get those guys when they can. But I'm more concerned with them doing what they need to do in the classroom and try to get that time on the practice floor. But pretty much 1-3, there might be a day or two where it's 3-5. And then we have some staff guys that are out recruiting. Yes, and it just focus on the task at hand, try to finish strong in the classroom. And I tell the guys that if you can get an A, fight for an A.
Yeah. Do you like the setup, though? You get two games over the next 2 weeks before then you really jump back into the heart of the schedule with conference play getting underway.
I do. It gives you a chance to breathe, so to speak, and you watch film, there's quite a few things we can get better at, things you need to tweak, things that we didn't feel like worked out as well. Let's try to make the necessary adjustments.
Are you a believer that in that time between the end of finals and the start of conference play or the start of the second semester, a team can really make a lot of strides?
I believe that. I think you can get better as an individual player, and I think as an individual, it has a lot to do with your confidence. You can't allow, Kosa to give you that confidence. You have to take ownership of your confidence. And your confidence comes from the work that you put in on the floor. That's the confidence one. I think as a team, just tighten the screws. We talk about all the things. Just doing the little things, which are big things. We always say little things, but they're really big things. Setting good screens. You can't face. You got to set solid screens. You got to jump stop with the ball. You got to make sound decisions with the ball. Rebound with two hands. I left the ball at the floor. Sprint the floor. Stay wide. Have good space. And all those things that we talk about. And it separates the average from the good and the great teams.
Give me an example of a couple of guys that have taken ownership in their confidence that you've witnessed over the last, I don't know, year or so.
I would certainly say Mark Smith. I think Mark Smith is a guy, man, he's shots. He's done a good job where he's driving the ball now because he can make a shot. He's done a good job of taking pride in driving the ball, being strong and finishing. But also, he's a guy that I want to be a good player, and I listen. I understand what you're saying, Coach, because Mark was having, two turnovers here, maybe three turnovers. He left last game with no turnovers, drove the ball, made plays, made a big shot, did some good things, but he left the game with zero turnovers because I want to carry out that assignment. Then you saw him yesterday morning. He was in the gym like clockwork. Who else? I think Mitchell Smith.
Yeah.
Because Mitch is a talented player. Mitch is 1-for-7 from 3, and I thought all those shots were good shots. But what Mitch does is a really good job of moving the ball, getting it from A to B. He knows how, okay, Jeremiah's here. I know how to have space and to help Jeremiah. So they work well together because he understands and knows Jeremiah, and he makes Jeremiah's job somewhat easy because I'm used to being around him.
Great to see you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
Tigers head coach Gonzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. Tigers in action coming up 3 o'clock on Sunday as they take on SIU Carbondale tomorrow, 10:45, right here on the Tiger Network. It'll be the news conference to introduce new football coach Eliah Drinkwitz. I'm Mike Kelly. Thanks for listening to Tiger Talk on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
From Cheerleader Pub and Grill, Tiger Talk has been presented by Say Insurance. At Say Insurance, they give drivers the know-how they need to choose the car insurance coverage that's right for them. Also brought to you by Natty Light Seltzer. This basketball season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation on the Central Bank Tiger Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.